Angela Chebby, Fred Film Radio, at the Taormina Festival. We are here with Mr. Harvey Keitel. Thank you. Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.
You were here because this morning you had a master class talking about your career. Which kind of image did you get back of, from your career talking about it this morning? Was a good image? Was
oh, you mean that I got this
yeah,
morning?
That you got, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I felt very well because the questions were so good coming from the audience. And I felt a real connection with the people there today. And it felt very worthwhile, which I think all film festivals, all gathering of artists are very worthwhile. And today was one of those moments, especially in these times that are occurring now, what happened in Orlando last week and the way the world is under attack now because of religious beliefs. So it was refreshing for me and made me feel right about talking to myself and saying, say something. You're a citizen of America and of the world. Say something. You must. Every artist must. Every citizen must. Not leave it to the politicians. They can't do it without us.
Is there something that you would have done differently? Looking back at your career now, is there something that you would have maybe done slightly differently?
Nothing. I was perfect.
You're happy with all with all the choices you had, you made.
You know, like the Frank Sinatra song goes, regrets, I have a few, too few to mention. But I have a few, sure.
I want to talk about starting for your career from now. So you did this movie Youth with Paolo Sorrentino, with a great performance from you and Michael Caine. And it was really a touching and deep movie for me. What convinced you to have this, to accept this role?
I will be short and sweet. Once I saw the great beauty, I knew I could never say no to Paolo Sorrentino. I could be upset with him, but I can never say no.
Were you upset with him?
At times. I'm an actor, he's a director. We're natural born enemies.
Why? But you should be friends too.
We're on radio now, so of course I'm being a little cute. Of course we were friends. Like artists are friends, their artists are always friends. They have a common thing, a commonality. They know they're all seeking the same thing. Maybe different ways to arrive at it, and that's where maybe the conflict or tension might come in. But we know we're after the same thing.
And you worked with a lot of big directors throughout your career. Do you have a method to deal with directors? Or do you just wait for them to tell you what to do? Or
never. No director wants you to wait for them to tell you what to do. Like Elia Kazan, a great director, said, you hire the right actors and they will bring you something. Mm. So my training in America was very good with people like Elia Kazan, and we were trained to bring the part there and then work on it with the director to give the director what he wants, always to find out and try to give the director what he or she wants. There have been a lot of she's in my life.
I know. You started with Martin Scorsese, was the first to give you part on feature films. How did you meet? How was he working with Scorsese at that time? Not the Scorsese that
he
is now.
Oh, he was a young guy. I was a young guy, and he was a student at NYU. I was selling shoes in New York, and, it was great to work with him. He was a college student. We had a great time. We were eager and, filled with desire and hope.
Was it easy to be cast by him?
I had to work for it. I had three auditions, and I had to work for it. And it came down to me and two other fellas, and I got the part.
Very often in your career, you chose very daring roles, very difficult roles. The first that come to my mind is The Bad Lieutenant by Albert Ferrara, which was a really tough movie. Was it a choice when you were more courageous than other colleagues of yours, or you bumped into the right scripts so you get the right movies?
Really, I honestly have to say both. Things I was after... the kind of person I was wanted to be. I didn't know sometimes what that was. And then all of a sudden a writer writes a piece or you read a poem and you say, that's what it is. That's the direction I want to go in. And when Abel, and he wrote the script with a woman, by the way. Mm-hmm. I forgot to say that earlier. He wrote it with a woman. And once I read what the woman wrote about the nun in the movie, because the rest of the script wasn't written really. It was just a shell of something.
Okay.
But the part of the nun was written out fully because this woman who wrote it was a genius. Genius. Who died way before her time from a drug overdose. Once I read what she wrote about the nun, I knew I could play the bad lieutenant. And I knew what he should be.
You started at Actor's Studio in Yom. You started studying at Actor's Studio.
I didn't start studying at the Actor's Studio. I studied before the Actor's Studio with some wonderful teachers in New York, so I can't say I started there. But I wound up there, I'm happy to say.
And now you are...
Sorry, my desire was always to become a member of the Actor's Studio, mm-hmm. but they kept me out for 6 years.
Oh, well, how come?
They didn't think I was good enough. You could only audition once a year at that time. I think it's still the same now. And so for 6 years of trying, finally I became a member.
So you studied there, and are you more a method actor or an impulsive actor when it comes to acting, to prepare for
role?
Well,
you have to be have a technique, mm-hmm. which is the method, and then you have to be intuitive as a person, and then you better have the impulses. Otherwise, you're not going to go very far.
So just to close
I'm willing to act on them.
Just to close our interview, which is the best advice you could give to a young actor starting now, his career? If there is one, I don't know, if there is one key thing to know.
Be prepared to endure.
That's it. Okay.
Well, you said to be brief.
But precise. No, you were perfect. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot, Jean Vicato from the Taormina Film Festival for Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.